Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Yes, it is the Savage Nation. No, it's not Michael Savage. It's Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday. 855-400-SAVAGE, that's the number. 855-400-SAVAGE. By the way, pick up a copy of the New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America, More Important Now Than Ever. Comey, 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 Comey. Are you sick of it? I am, but the media's got a bone, and they're not going to let go of this one. It's the resist movement, the resist movement. And I was listening to Savage yesterday, and I totally agree with him. Trump needs to go on the offensive. Going on NBC doesn't cut it for me. Lester Holt, NBC, big whoop. Go back to your friends in talk radio, the people who helped get you elected. Mr. Trump, go back to talk radio. We will give you the time to talk about your agenda. We will give you the time to talk about the good things. My gosh. Oh, we'll detail some of it. The good things that are happening in America that the mainstream media won't tell you about. There's good stuff going on, thanks to this administration. And we'll detail that this afternoon, this evening here on the Savage Nation. We will. Savage also is featured in a piece at WorldNet Daily, and I highly encourage you to go to WorldNet Daily. In fact, just go to michaelsavage.com, the great website. But Savage was interviewed in part by WorldNet Daily. They were also listening to the broadcast and took some quotes. But here's the deal. Savage says right now, truthfully, the administration is in trouble, not because they did anything wrong. It's because of the appearance that the radical left has created. The mad, mad bees of the left are swarming and stinging. It's the resist movement. We've never seen anything like this in American history. This is a civil war without the bullets flying. Do you understand this resist movement? They have a headquarters. They are well-funded. They're populated with people from the former Obama administration. They're populated with people from Hillary's campaign. They're populated with people from the Clinton Foundation. And they are motivated. Resist, resist, resist. They have no message other than resist. And they have their willing accomplices in the media helping them at every turn. Savage is right. The administration is in trouble. I want to tell you something. I truly believe that at this point in our nation's history, Trump is God's man. I'm not saying he's a godly man. I'm saying he's God's man. He's God's man. Was Churchill the world's man at that moment? You know, Churchill was probably a lot of similarities to Trump. Came from a very wealthy family. In many ways full of himself. Hardly politically correct. I ask you this question. Was he not God's man at that moment in time? Yes, he was. You could go back to ancient Israel. You know, Cyrus. Cyrus was a polytheist. That means he believed in many, many gods. Was he God's man at that moment? Without Cyrus, you would not have a nation of Israel today. He did everything to help God's people. I'm just saying Trump is God's man at this moment. And if you believe that, I don't want you to say an amen. I want you to get on your knees and pray for this guy. The forces of evil are out to take him down. So what else does Savage say? He says, I think you should calm down. I think you should withdraw from the picture for a while. I think you should let all the president's men stand up there and take the heat. I think he should get out of the spotlight for a while. When Trump gets defensive, it looks worse. That's what Savage says. Continuing, this is really good. Savage says, he's no longer running a family business in this WorldNet Daily piece. He can no longer run the country like the business that he's run. He must move outside of the family. He must move outside of the family model and become far bigger than that. Relying so much on his family for advice, Savage said, directing his words to Trump, may work in a business, may work in interpersonal relationships, but it does not work with your base, which, by the way, did not elect your family. Those of us who worked so hard and voted for Donald Trump didn't vote for him. We voted for the agenda of borders, language, and culture. True. Trump will not be able to get any of his agenda items through Congress unless we defeat these enemies. You know, it's true, folks. Say goodbye to the wall. Say goodbye to lowering taxes. Say goodbye to increased jobs. They, this resist movement, will destroy everything in their path. Everything. So let's talk about this, just as a reminder here on the Savage Nation. Comey was not good at his job. Excellent article, Molly Hemingway, The Federalist Today. She highlights it. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. Takeaways from Trump's firing of the FBI director. Comey was not good at his job. The incompetence of this guy. Okay, this goes back. Do you know this? Do you know this? Before he bombed the Boston Marathon in 2013, the FBI interviewed that Tamerlan Sarnyov, but let him go. The FBI interviewed him, but let him go. Russia even sent the Obama administration and the FBI a warning about Sarnyov being a potentially dangerous character, but the FBI opted against investigating him again. When Comey came on board shortly thereafter, no one was held accountable for that tragic error. People should have been fired left, right, and center. So there's that. But how about this? When Comey came on board, how about this? The Pulse nightclub shooter in Orlando, Florida, Omar Mateen. Remember him? He'd been investigated by Comey's FBI for 10 months and yet was free to eventually commit the horrible 2016 shooting, killing 49. And then there's the father of the radical Islamist who detonated a backpack bomb in New York City in 2016. He alerted Comey's FBI to his son's radicalization. The FBI, however, cleared Ahmed Ramadi after a brief interview. This all happened on Comey's watch. For that alone, he should have been fired a long time ago. But Hemingway continues, the firing was done from a position of strength. Did you know this? Comey had a March, there was a March poll showing only 17% of registered voters having a favorable view of Comey. He wasn't liked by many at all. It's not just the Clinton probe. Comey's failures in the investigation of Hillary Clinton are more than sufficient grounds for firing, but it's the other stuff I just mentioned. He also failed to investigate the leaks coming from the FBI. This is amazing. See, this is a part of Trump's war. He's got people on the inside, even in the FBI, trying to take him out. And then that shoddy dossier that was used by the FBI, despite its fatal flaws. I mean, he should have shut that down in no time flat. What is also interesting, the Democrats have been begging for this. You've heard the sound bites by now. You've heard the quotes by now. They've been begging for this, only now to denounce it. So the Democrats loved Comey. The Republicans hated him in July. Then each switched sides in October. But Harry Reid and other prominent Democrats accused him of violating federal laws. 1,000 headlines just last week blared that Clinton blamed Comey for her loss in November. But you've got the left out there saying, oh, what Donald Trump did, it's all because Comey was getting too hot on his tails regarding this Russian collusion, of which there's not been one shred of evidence. And by the way, investigations will continue. Any investigation going on will continue. It will continue. And then others on the left are saying, this is a coup. Well, first they start saying, it's Nixonian, it's very Nixonian. Now they're saying it's a coup. I'm not kidding you. Those kooks on the View. You know, the sad thing is they've got a large audience. Do you realize that? They actually have a significant audience. And they're popping off without any content whatsoever of truth. No content of truth, but they're popping off. You got Whoopi Goldberg, Joe Behar. It's amazing. You've got these comedians or former comedians popping off like they know everything about politics. So on The View, they're actually saying, it feels like a coup. It feels like treason. Guys, play clip 17 for our listeners.
It just feels like a coup. You know, first the whole Justice Department, everybody got gutted, all of the things got gutted, and it just, it just feels, and he's got all of the generals, it just feels kind of
scary. I feel as though that things are changing around a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. Today I was reading the New York Post, which is pro-Trump all the way. Mm-hmm. The letters were more like 80% against Trump today.
Really?
Then a crew guy was fixing my TV in my office, and he overheard me saying this about the letters, and he said, you know what, you're right, I'm turning on him. I voted for him. I don't like him anymore.
Oh, shut up. Give me a break. Give me a break. By the way, New York Post, pro-Trump all the way. Not the New York Post I read on a daily basis. It's a coup. You caught a couple of comedians, big show on ABC, saying it's a coup. And all the lemmings out there, oh my God, it's a coup. We haven't seen anything like this. In fact, who was the guy? There was one other piece of audio. Guys, help me out. This is the one where somebody, it was a former Russian spy, comparing him to Stalin. And this guy's getting airtime. A former Russian spy ends up comparing Trump to Stalin. And he's getting airtime. People are listening to this garbage. We'll get that piece of audio for you coming up as well. You got it? Well, no. As long as you guys have got it, let's listen to it right now. Take a listen to this.
You know, this is like sort of reminiscent, and I got to be really careful here so I don't get misquoted. Yeah. But Stalin in the old days had a really well-functioning intelligence agency, and he didn't trust them. Now, here's the point. You know, we are at a point now where particularly our president, you know, made statements that he doesn't trust our intelligence agencies. Now, then why have them?
Jack Barsky, former KGB. Give me a break. This guy's getting airtime. They're getting airtime! Well, what I want to do on the Savage Nation, by the way, Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage, I want to spend some time. No, we'll dig into this. We'll take your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE. We'll do that. Because I know you have a lot to say, as you always do on the Savage Nation. It's always an honor when I get behind this microphone to talk to people from all over the country. It's just an absolute pleasure. But I want to focus on the good news. I want us to be reminded of the good stuff going on. Good stuff going on. Economically and in many other ways, thanks to this administration in the first, what, just a little over 100 days. So I promise we will do that. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage, by the way, for all the latest news, michaelsavage.com. We'll get to the callers in just a moment. Two pieces of good news. Two pieces of good news. The callers at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Just a couple pieces of good news, but I got a whole lot more. Today it came down the pike. United States government had a $182 billion budget surplus in April. Okay, when's the last time that happened? Let me continue. During Trump's first 100 days, the U.S. debt decreased by $100 billion. You didn't hear that on ABC, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. No, didn't hear that, did you? During the first 100 days, the U.S. debt decreased by $100 billion. Now, as a comparison, President Obama saw the debt go up in his first 100 days by $560 billion. Okay, a couple pieces of good news. And I've got a lot more, so you'll need to keep it right here on The Savage Nation. Let's go to Richard, KVOR in Colorado. Richard, you're on The Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's good to be on. I mean, I travel 5-7 states, and the good news is that people, you know, people, it's real easy. People are critical thinkers now because of talk radio. For the first time, they can't handle the media. I mean, I'm in hotels where I travel all over these 7 states that I go to, and I have gone to breakfast and seen people go to the front counter and say, give me that controller. I can't listen to this at breakfast. He goes, well, I'm not going to change it. It's on CNN or something. And so we just disconnect the TV. You don't want to listen to that. And people, you know, the amazing thing is a lot of people out there, because I call them small businesses all the way up to big chains. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is that they've had to go to talk radio because they're so sick. They know what's going on. People just take that little controller and go, I'm done with this.
Yeah. I'm curious, Richard, what do you do for a living that causes you to travel around to those seven states?
Do what now?
What do you do for a living that causes you to travel around to those seven states, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I'm a salesman. I work for a company that works with major farm and country stores, and we sell stuff to the supplies to these stores. And I'll tell you, for the first time, I haven't seen this in the last 6 or 7 years. For the first time, people are going, you know, I don't care what people think. The reason I voted for Trump, I didn't want to vote for another politician.
Good.
They say that. They say it.
Now, as you're traveling around in rural America, do you still see a lot of Trump signs? Because I'm out here in California. If you dare have a Trump bumper sticker, you're asking for trouble. Do you still see Trump signs, bumper stickers, etc.?
Farms and ranches and grain elevators and, oh, my gosh.
Yep. I believe it. That's real America. I have to be reminded of this because I live in this cocoon surrounded by all these liberal goofballs. Richard, all the best to you. Thanks for checking in on the Savage Nation. Anita. Well, Anita's calling from my flagship station, Michael's flagship station, KSFO. Anita, you know what we're talking about out here on the left coast. It's crazy, but talk to us about what we're discussing here, and that is these crazy TV shows where there's nonstop coverage of Comey, 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 Comey.
Oh, I'm just so sick of it. I used to watch The View every morning, but I refuse to watch it because they just talk about nothing but bashing our president, bashing the president every single day. And it's just, I just listened to your clip, and it made me so angry that I asked to listen to it that I decided to call you and air my view.
All right, Anita, thanks for checking in from the left coast. We do appreciate that. But there's more winning. We need to talk about more winning, my friends, because there's a lot of it. When you look at all the great things that have been going on with this administration, and I want to talk about this with you. Besides Gorsuch, huge. We also have the whole idea of taking, for every new regulation, there have to be two dumped. I mean, do you know how unbelievably big that is? Mandating for every new regulation to eliminated, protecting law enforcement, rebuilding the military, and more. Brian Sussman in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Comey, Comey, Comey. I'm sick of the Comey story. Brian Sussman here in for Dr. Michael Savage. Don't forget to pick up a copy of the New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now than when Michael wrote it. There are portions of that book, by the way, that read like prophecy. We're looking at good news. So let's look at the good news. Media wants to focus on Comey, 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 Comey. Russia, 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 Russia. I'm looking at winning, winning, winning. But you're not going to hear this anywhere, are you? No, you won't hear about this. You won't hear, for example, about the fact that he has dismantled, Donald Trump has dismantled Obama's climate change initiatives and is unleashing America's energy sector. And he's returning the federal land back to the people in that, all this federalized land that went down under Obama and even Clinton for that matter. It will remain federal land in many cases, but these monuments and these refuges that they put together, many of these are designed to keep people out. You see, the radical environmentalist sees people as an invasive species. An invasive species. They don't want you in. You can't enjoy the federal land that we the people own. That's going to be changed under this president. It's being changed before our very eyes. And by the way, just as an aside, the radical environmentalists don't like humans. They see us as the invasive species. You don't even want to know what they think about dogs. If they had the opportunity to gas every dog in the United States of America, they would. Because dogs have been bred by man. So he's done that, which is fantastic. He's rebuilding the military. He's going forth with what he can on a border wall. Do you realize there are more than 200 bids to build this wall along the southern border? He's trying to enforce immigration laws, even though that's being slowed down by liberal judges. He's approved the pipelines. He wants to cut funding for sanctuary cities. He's reduced regulations on manufacturers. He's placed, this is huge, folks. This is probably one of the reasons why in April we had a budget surplus in the United States of America at the federal level. It's because he's placed a freeze on federal employees. That's gigantic. Let's go to the lines. Gary's up in Montana, K-Y-Y-A. How you doing, Gary? How's life in Montana?
Good. It's great. 80 degrees today. I think we're finally into spring and summer.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love Montana. Okay, so what's on your mind? Our thought is Trump needs to change his tactic. Michael Savage, of course, encouraging Donald Trump to go back to talk radio. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree 100%, especially to emphasize the good news and let all those other stations quote him, you know, from the interviews that he's having on Savage and others. And but I do disagree with the doctor and you a little bit, or what you haven't said on tweeting, but I think tweeting's good because it directs the news for the day and then let his mouthpieces explain in further detail since he's limited to 10 or 20 words or whatever.
Well, this is true. This is why the left media in this country, the mainstream media, if you will, the establishment media doesn't like the tweeting because it cuts them off at the knees. He gets his message out there. They are forced then to react or ignore, one of the two.
Right, I agree 100%. That's why I like it, and I think it's good. Direct them on what they need to talk about and let his mouthpieces explain further.
Gary in Montana, thanks for checking in on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. We go to Stephen, WABC. Stephen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Brian. I agree that Trump is doing a lot of great stuff, and I don't really much care if the media doesn't get it out. But one thing that Trump and the Republicans have to understand is we're here because the left does not play by the rules. They count on the right taking the moral high ground and playing by the rules.
Yep.
And we don't counteract this. Things still aren't going to turn around to a great degree, and I don't mean to say break the law, but I'll tell you, you got to push the boundaries just like the left does if we're going to get things back in control.
You're exactly right. I mean, it's just like Stephen. Thanks for checking in out of WABC. Those of you who know sports far better than I, you know how it works. When you're playing a dirty team, when you're across from a dirty player, you just got to play harder, play fair, play harder. Play fair, play ruthlessly, but play harder. Play fair, play ruthlessly, play harder. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to go low. You can do this by maintaining your integrity, but you got to go hard. And you got to be smart. But here's the problem. You know, the media, with all their cameras and all their microphones and all their pens and all their typewriters, so to speak, they focus on guys like Chuck Schumer. They won't call Chuck Schumer out on this. I mean, this cockamamie, asinine statement he made today. The rule of law is being threatened here. Listen to this, clip 5.
The truth is, the dismissal of Director Comey is part of a much longer pattern of this administration's interfering with or removing the people who are in a position to conduct an independent investigation of the president and his administration. The administration requested that the chairman of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees help them beat back reports in the press about the Russia probe.
The rule of law is being threatened here. Now, that's Chuck Schumer. Oh, the Russian probe, the Russian probe, the Russian probe. Trump did this because he doesn't want any more of the Russian probe. Okay, now the new acting FBI director, McCabe, said this. He said, FBI investigations on this particular topic are not being impacted by Comey's firing. Guys, let's play clip 9.
The work of the men and women of the FBI continues despite any changes in circumstance, any decisions. So there has been no effort to impede our investigation to date. Quite simply put, sir, you cannot stop the men and women of the FBI from doing the right thing, protecting the American people, and upholding the Constitution.
Now, see, what you just had was anybody that played that clip of Schumer and just played it as is and commented accordingly. Well, he's right. Yes, the rule of law being threatened. That FBI investigation is probably on the outs now. That's called fake news. And presenting McCabe as we just did, that's called real news. Real news, fake news. What do you want? Real news, fake news. Or do you want crazy people? You want crazy people in the news? I can give you crazy people in the news. Maxine Waters. This is the congresswoman from Southern California. Auntie Maxine. She's... Okay, now here she is. This is the great one from MSNBC. So, on the one hand, she says, no, I would have supported Hillary firing Comey, but I wouldn't support Trump firing Comey. This is like Comedy Central. Clip 11, listen to this.
So if Hillary Clinton had won the White House, would you have recommended that she fire FBI Director James Comey?
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes.
So she should have fired him, but he shouldn't have fired him. This is why I'm confused.
No, you're not confused. If the president is implicated in an investigation.
I know everybody has a crazy uncle. Well, now the left has their crazy auntie. Auntie Maxine, as they're calling her. Unbelievable. No, here's the kind of stuff we got to focus on in the Savage Nation. Okay, let's talk about the good news. Tell me what's going on good in this country thanks to this administration in their just a little over 100 days. I'll give you one example right here. Are you ready? The number of refugees arriving in the United States dipped to 2,070 in March. 2,070. That number probably doesn't mean anything to you, but let me put it in these terms. That's a six-year low, except for a period in 2013 when the federal government was shut down. That's a six-year low. And guess what? The figure was just a little bit higher in April, but still much lower than the months preceding Trump's order. That's the order to limit the refugee program and ban travel from several countries. So an executive order signed by Trump in January, again, mainstream media won't tell you about this, decreased the refugee limit from 110,000 to 50,000 this fiscal year. The cap was not blocked in court until mid-March, but it did have some effect. Now, are we cold-hearted? We don't want the refugees? No, we're proud to take refugees and pleased to take refugees just at the right time and when they've been properly vetted. And if I may add, they come to this country wanting to bleed red, white, and blue and see the Constitution, not a religious document, political slash religious document like Sharia law, for example, as being above the rule of law in this land. If they love the Constitution, want to bleed red, white, and blue, want your kids to grow up and become members of the military, hey, come on in. Come on in. We want you. But in the meantime, how are we going to vet? I mean, you know the story as well as I do. So the bottom line is, even in that department, we are winning in that department. Speaking of Chuck Schumer, there's just one flip-flop you've got to hear. This is so choice. And again, somebody's got to hold these guys accountable. So here's Chuck Schumer. This is in the morning yesterday. He's saying, no. We need Mr. Rosenberg to appoint a special prosecutor. Mr. Rosenberg needs to appoint a special prosecutor. Okay, listen to this clip. That's yesterday morning. Listen to this. Clip two.
What must happen now is that Mr. Rosenstein appoints a special prosecutor to oversee this investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein sat in the Judiciary Committee and promised to appoint a special prosecutor at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm. So Rosenstein, did I say Rosenberg? Rosenstein. No, he needs to do this. That was yesterday morning. 5 hours later, yesterday afternoon, you're going to hear this from flip-flop Chuck Schumer. Mr. Rosenstein should not be the one to appoint a special prosecutor. 5 hours later, he says this and gets away with it in terms of the mainstream media. Listen to this, clip three.
There are three things that our caucus agreed must happen right away. First, Mr. Rosenstein should not be the one to appoint a special prosecutor. That responsibility should go to the highest serving career civil servant at the Department of Justice.
Okay, and then there's this. 855-400-7282, by the way, is the number on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. Are you ready for this? This is U.S. News and World Report. They claim that Trump is making people fat. Trump is making people fat. So all these little snowflakes out there are getting chubby because of Trump. So apparently, this is according to Julie Upton. She's writing, many of my clients, friends, and colleagues are complaining about POTUS pounds. POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, as in President of the United States. They wake up each morning wondering which crazy tweet the president has fired off, which ally he's offended, which latest conspiracy theory he's peddling, or which executive order he'll sign next. Their anxiety triggers stress eating. Stress eating because of Donald Trump. Even Barbara Streisand tweeted that she starts the day with liquids, but turns to pancakes smothered in maple syrup after watching the morning news. Trump is causing her to gain weight, too. So literally, you've got the snowflakes on the left saying they're so tweaked by Trump that they're getting fat. They're getting chubby. This is what's happening. We'll talk more about this with you, and I know you'll want to check in. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Brian Sussman, pleased to be filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage here on The Savage Nation. Go to michaelsavage.com. I just did. In fact, I clicked on this story, which I found fascinating. Donald Trump today signed an executive order establishing a bipartisan commission to investigate potential voter fraud and voter suppression. And he's charged Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who's a righteous dude, like this guy a lot, to lead the panel called the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Guess what? This just sent chills up and down the spines of the left. The resist movement will only dig in stronger because this is one way we can start to clean up the voting in this country. And they know it. And they rely on it. Now, Kevin's calling from Kansas, interestingly enough. KMAJ, we were just talking about your Secretary of State, Chris Kobach. Kevin, I find him to be a pretty neat guy, but you're about to bring up a point that I think needs to be made. We just played that clip of Schumer saying, we need a special investigation. We need a special investigation on these Russian ties to the Trump administration. Your comments, please.
Yeah, well, I think it's hilarious. I love listening to the lunatic fringe and all their talking heads, and I love hearing and listening to old Chucky out there saying that, with all due respect, calling him Chucky, I just think it's hilarious. I mean, what are they basically saying, that the rest of the FBI can't do their job without their...
Exactly.
Just Comey in there, yeah. You know, leading the investigations? What are they saying? The rest of
Yeah, I mean, that really is disrespecting the FBI. These guys know if an investigation needs to be accomplished, they know how to do it. He's saying, nope, they're not good enough. We need a special investigation. Right, Kevin?
It just blows my mind listening to these people out there. It's almost comical.
How's life in Kansas today? What's going on out there?
It's beautiful, man. It's, 80 degrees, a little rainy today, but just a beautiful spring day, man. Everything's good.
All right. Life is good in Kansas. Kevin, thanks for checking in. Like that. Listen to this. Life's good for Obama, huh? So first he had that big jet set vacation on a music mogul David Geffen's 450-foot super yacht, which probably has a huge carbon footprint. Now Obama traveled to Italy this week. He's out in Italy to make a speech on climate change. Yeah. He's taking a play out of Leonardo DiCaprio's book of Do As I Say, Not As I Do. private jet, 14-car convoy. Yeah, must be nice for the old former prez. 300 police officers to protect him. There's a carbon footprint for you. Brian Sussman, filling in for Dr. Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Unbelievable. Borders, language, culture. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Borders, language, culture. I remember Savage when he started at KSFO in San Francisco. I host the morning show there now and have for a bunch of years. But many years before that, Michael was on, and he was the man. Michael was on. He was the man. He was turning heads. He was new to radio. And you know what his slogan was then? This is in the 90s. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. That's what he was all about even then. And I would listen to him, and we would all think, borders, language, culture. Yeah, that's what you need to have a nation. And now here I am filling in on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Real news. Real news, not fake news. Real news, not fake news. I agree with Michael. What needs to happen, and by the way, don't forget the book, Trump's War. New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War is Battle for America. Get a copy if you have not already. I have a buddy who just went down to Mexico for a little break. Bought the book, took it with him. It's empowering. And there are parts of it in which you think, okay, how did Savage know this was going to happen? Get the book, Trump's War. I agree with Michael. Trump needs to get back to talk radio. He needs to get back and bring forth his message, champion his champion, and this is what we've been doing so far in the Savage Nation, champion his accomplishments, because you're not going to get that through the fake news media. And for gosh sakes, I would not go on NBC like you did with Westerholt. We're going to play some of the highlights for you. I don't know if there was a deal struck. Okay, you can't edit this. You got to run it front to beginning to end. I just don't trust the way these people edit. Listen, I used to be in the TV news biz. I know how the sausage is made. I know the editorial bias that goes into every story that you see on the tube. It's sickening. I know how it works. And I know how this works. I'm reading a piece right now in the Washington Post, and it's a piece entitled, let's get the headline here. This kind of tells you a lot. Inside Trump's anger and impatience. See, now he's angry. And he's impatient. And his sudden decision to fire Comey. It doesn't matter when he would have done this. He could have done this day one or 2 months from now. The left, they're looking for a bone to chew on, and they got it right now. And folks, you know where this is going to go. I think Michael talked about this yesterday. It's just so clear. They want to take this, and they want a special investigation, and they want a special prosecutor. And it takes months to get something like that going. And they know it. It's just like in sports, okay, if you're in basketball, we're watching the basketball playoffs right now, right? If a team's up by a certain amount, they're going to just burn out the clock. You do the same thing in football. You got a lead, run down the clock. This is what the Democrats are doing. Just take this special investigation. Call for it, call for it, call for it. If you finally get it, you know it's going to take months to organize it and actually launch it. And then once it's launched, it's going to take many more months still. Take your time. Push it back. We need to get this to the midterms. if we can get it to the midterms, there'll be this cloud of supposed scandal over the Trump administration. Russia, Russia, Russia. And we'll bring that into the midterms, and we'll get back the House. And as soon as we get back the House, you know what we're going to do? Draw up articles of impeachment. That's what they want to do. And if they can't impeach him, they want so much, they want to tar and feather him to the point where he's not going to be able to get a second term. And they'll bring in like somebody like Kamala Harris or God or Pocahontas or whatever her name is. They'll get somebody like that to run. This, folks, it's well-funded. It's well-organized. It's growing. They're getting more money. The resist movement. Hillary's even a part of it now with her PAC. The new money laundering operation. But let me go to this article here. This is fake news. Okay, you ready for this? Inside Trump's anger and impatience and his sudden decision to fire Comey, Washington Post. Okay, so now you scroll down. This is what I do whenever I read the news. I encourage you to do the same thing. Let me see. I'll get to this point that I was just looking at a moment ago. But the private accounts of more than 30 officials at the White House, the Justice Department, the FBI, and on Capitol Hill, as well as Trump's confidants and other senior Republicans, paint a conflicting narrative centered on the president's brewing personal animus towards Comey. Many of those interviewed spoke on the condition of anonymity in order to candidly discuss internal deliberations. Fake news! Private accounts. Conditions of anonymity. Now, listen, I'm just going to tell you. I went to the University of Missouri. At the time I went to the University of Missouri, we had the finest journalism school. I don't even think it was arguably. At that point in time, when I was at the University of Missouri, it was arguably, or just flat out, the best journalism school in the world, period. That was it. It's changed now. Oh, has it changed now? I mean, you remember that little redhead that was bossing people around at that first Black Lives Matter event? Get that reporter. Get him out of here. Rough him up. Oh, it's changed. She was assistant professor or something like that in the journalism department. And by the way, that episode at that campus, they had to close down two dormitories from what I heard at the University of Missouri. People just said, I'm out of here. That's it. I'm done. My kid's not going there. Anyway, I went there when we had a fine journalism school. And I'll never forget, in one of my classes, I think I even remember the professor's name, I think it was Rod Gillette, we learned very early on, be it print, radio, TV, it didn't matter. You never go on the air, you never go to print with people who want to speak on condition of anonymity, never. You never go with sources that won't name themselves, ever, ever. That's fake news. You don't do that. How can you trust somebody who doesn't want to go on the record? Oh, they'll go on the record, but they won't. I'll talk. I just don't want anybody to know who I am. How could you trust that person? Oh, I'll give you the real inside skinny. Just keep me anonymous. That's crap. That's fake news. So I'm reading here at the Washington Post. Listen, they do this to sell newspapers. They do this to keep your eyes glued to the television set. Comey, 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 Comey. It got so bad at one point, this was 2 days ago. So it's when Comey found out he was fired. Comey finds out he's fired, and there's a TV station in L.A. with helicopters following his convoy back to the airport after he finds out he's been fired. He was at a speaking engagement, finds out he's been fired. Oh, speaking engagement's over. Let's get out of here. Go back to the airport. They've got a helicopter on his convoy. It's like the white Bronco back in the days of OJ. This is stupid. But the pressure to sell. If it bleeds, it leads. And they also know something in the TV biz and the radio biz, and I suppose it probably works in the print biz to some degree. The tease is more important than the story. The marketing hype is more important than the story. Coming up tonight at 6, that's more important than the story. More people see, coming up tonight at 6, coming up tonight at 11, coming up next hour. More people see that and hear that than they do the actual story. So write him as sloppy and as loose as you want. We want eyeballs. Oh, the private accounts of more than 30 officials at the White House, the Justice Department, the FBI, Capitol Hill, plus Trump confidants. I'll tell you something. If I were Donald Trump and I were reading this, I would want to know, are there any of my confidants talking? Because if this is happening, there are leaks coming out of the White House from somewhere, certainly from all sectors of the federal government. You got these holdovers from the Obama administration that hate this guy. Oh, they probably can't stand the fact that there's been a federal hiring freeze as well, which is beauty to our ears as taxpayers. It's about time. That's winning. Kevin's checking in from the left coast on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in, 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Kevin, go ahead. You're listening on KSFO. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. I listen to you and Katie a lot, too. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I've been sitting here for the past week or so. Seriously. Take Chuck Schumer, take Hillary, take Donald Trump, take everyone that we have on our political spectrum today. And if their parents were alive, what did their parents teach them when they were children? Integrity, truth, ethics. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of kid I want you to grow up to be. Can you imagine if Chuck Schumer's parents were alive?
Yeah.
Seeing this man, literally, if they really saw what he was saying and what
yes.
he does?
Yes.
Be ashamed as a parent.
Yes.
And you were saying earlier today, you know, don't do that. Look at that metaphor. You start early in journalism.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm appalled by my politicians. I'm appalled by these people leaking. Where are their ethics and their integrity? These men and women.
You're right, Kevin.
And that's a problem.
They have no integrity because the end justifies the mean. I appreciate your call. I mean, really, it was a Savage listening to him years ago. He would always he would equate the tactics of the Democrats with Joseph Goebbels of Nazi Germany. Truly, he was a brilliant propagandist. Diabolically clever propagandist. But it's the same thing that the Democrats do. The Republicans seem to have a little more moral fiber. They won't go there. But when you have no moral fiber, when you have no moral compass, when the end justifies the means, then you can say whatever you want. Twist, spin, flat-out lie. It doesn't matter. What, God's going to hit me with some kind of lightning bolt? I don't even believe there's a God. That's the way they think. And that's what we get. So what we're saying is, Donald, we need to be out there. Well, in fact, I'll go back to that article that's in WorldNet Daily. It's quoting Michael Savage. We need to be... tell you what, probably the next half hour we'll get back into that. But Savage is encouraging us to get out there and start fighting hard for this administration. Because Lord knows what we're up against. And we're also encouraging Donald Trump. Okay, maybe the NBC thing will be good, but I doubt it. Who watches NBC? Not your people, Donald. Your people aren't watching NBC. And those other people, you're not going to change their minds. Your people are listening to talk radio. Your people listen to talk radio. So come back to talk radio. You'll have hosts that'll give you a fair shot that aren't trying to trick you. You'll have hosts that'll let you speak your entire mind. It's a long format. We can do this. It's not just a little 10-minute interview. You can take an entire hour or two or three. Get back to talk radio. Speak your voice. Talk about the good things happening within the administration. Let's get away from the fake news. Let's get into the real news. And we will, here on The Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
The fact of the matter is, Comey was just plain incompetent. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage here on KSFO. Don't forget all the news. Real news, not fake news. Real news, michaelsavage.com. Michael's going to be back on Monday. Don checking in, KLIF. Don, how are you? Thanks for being on the Savage Nation.
Thanks for taking my call.
Let's talk about Trump and the firing of Comey. This could have been done a long time ago. It could have been done months from now. In either case, the left would have been going berserk. But what are your thoughts on the timing of this?
Yeah, I have a little bit different perspective. Working in the business world as a businessman, thinking similar to what Trump does, typically when you go into a large business, one of the first things that you want to do is kind of get acquainted with everyone, get accustomed to the lay of the land, but you don't start firing people the first day on the job. In extreme circumstances, possibly, but mm-hmm. I think the way he approaches things methodically, thinking it out, getting all the facts in front of him, you know, those things take time, even in a small company, you know, where you're going into a challenging situation. So
mm-hmm.
I think the fact that it took a little bit of time kind of makes sense to me from what I see in my own experience.
Yeah, and Don, I think you're right. We've all, if we haven't run a business, small or large, we've all worked for various people. And you know, when the new guy comes in, if he starts chopping heads right off the bat, you think, oh boy, this guy's out of his league. But it's the good ones, even the guys that are coming in to try clean up a mess, they do wait for a period of time just to observe the lay of the land, to get to know everybody and the problems best they can, correct?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, Don. Thanks for checking in. Makes sense to me. Let's go to John, WABC. So we go from Don to John, WABC. John, how are you? You're on the Savage Nation.
All right, Brian. And America is headed for a demographic winter. And at one time, years ago, not Michael, but I told a talk show host, I said, we should boycott Mexico. That'd be the best way to get them to sending all these illegals in here and breaking the backs of the American taxpayer. And he said, no, he said, boycotts don't work. The guy I was speaking to was Bill O'Reilly. And obviously he got boycotted and he lost his job.
Right, right.
Boycotts do work. And obviously we will never use them because obviously there's people dealing with commercials, marketing, all kinds of products that are out there, so they're not going to do it. But it is very, very effective. He said 10 years ago it wouldn't work, and then it did work. It ultimately worked on him.
Well, listen, you know, we can vote with our feet. We can vote and vote with our pocketbook. We can vote in a number of ways, shapes and forms. But I'm just telling you, in the case of Donald Trump going on NBC, those aren't his people. His people are on talk radio. His people might be watching Fox, but they're not watching NBC. He needs to come back to talk radio like Michael Savage's show, the show that helped him in part get elected. Appreciate your call. Thank you so much for being with us. Let me see. 27:20. Okay, good. Coming up to the end of this segment. But wait, there's more. Okay, so what did Trump say on this NBC interview? We've got the excerpts. I will save you the trouble of having to listen to NBC tonight. Okay, we're just going we'll pull the rug out from under them and we'll give you the highlights. You've come to the right place, of course. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. The New York Times best-selling author Michael Savage, again winning the book Trump's War is Battle for America, now as important as ever. Buy it. Go online, Amazon.com. Go to MichaelSavage.com. Just checking out some of the news at MichaelSavage.com. It's amazing, the snowflakes, you know, these kids on these college campuses that are all so touchy-feely, and now they're gaining weight because of Donald Trump. The snowflakes are out there saying, health care is a right! Okay, I've got the Constitution in front of me right now. Let's see if I can find it. So, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. We got freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, freedom to petition, freedom to defend ourselves, keep and bear arms, no unreasonable searches, nor be deprived life, liberty, property without due process of law, speedy and public trial, suits in common law, excessive bail, nor excessive fines, nor cruel and unusual punishments shall be inflicted. Powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the states, or reserved to the states respectively, or to the. I don't see anything about health care here. I don't see it. But the little snowflakes don't know that. They don't even know how rights are established by God. Hello. Speaking of college campuses, I don't know if you've heard this story or not. It's very California-centric. And just to back up and introduce myself, I've been a listener of the Savage Nation since Michael was a local show in San Francisco. I've had the great pleasure of spending a little time with him over the years. And now I get to fill in on his program every once in a while. I host the morning show at KSFO. And it's an interesting relationship because Savage, as you know, has the largest online audience of any talk show. You can take a look at all the big talk show hosts. They all wish that they had Savage's online audience. It's massive. A lot of people listen to Michael Savage, like some of you do, via the KSFO.com radio app, or maybe one of the other apps, but you're listening to KSFO all the time because that's his flagship station. You know that you can get him live from 12 to 3 Pacific. As a result of that, our morning show has seen the spillover, and so now we are the most listened to local morning show on the internet. It's all because of Savage. But this is incredible what's going on out here in California. So the lady that runs the UC system, Janet Napolitano, ding, 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 name rings a bell. She used to run Department of Homeland Security for Obama, didn't she? You know, Big Jan, Big Sis. Now she runs the UC system, and oh, does she run it well. She might have taken some lessons from Hillary and Bill, because didn't she work in the Clinton administration as well back in the day? Anyway, we have found out, state auditors stumbled upon this, $175 million in a secret reserve that no one knew about, including the Board of Regents. No one but Jan knew about this. $175 million. So how is this being spent? Well, quite extravagantly, $175 million. Now, Jan will say, well, we needed this money because, for students who are here illegally and they want to go to our school, we have to pay for them to go to school here at the UC system. We give them tuition from this pool. Oh, really? Really? Well, how about this? I'm looking at the parties. A $4,200 retirement party for the guy that was the director of UC's digital library. $13,000 for dinner at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco. Beautiful hotel. To honor two departing board members. Meetings. Bermuda, Iceland, Germany, China, India, Australia, France, Italy, Mexico, and others. $2 million spent on cell phones and iPads over the last 4 years, which is interesting because Governor Jerry Brown came out and said, well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to make some cuts. No more cell phones. No more cell phones. We're going to make the cuts to the cell phones. And he did. The state cut down the number of cell phones the state employees were using by 30%. Janet Napolitano's office and crew at the UC system increased their number of cell phones 30%. $2 million on cell phones in 4 years. I mean, the spending out of control, people getting raises because they've been promoted to supervisor. Oh, really? Who are you supervising? Nobody, but I'm a supervisor, and I got a raise. It's a huge story out here in California. And you know what's going to happen? No one will go to jail, of course. It'll be just like Hillary with Comey. Comey and Hillary. Somebody should have gone to jail. Nobody goes to jail. Janet Napolitano will not go to jail. Instead, what's going to happen is Janet Napolitano will probably get a raise. I mean, that's the thing with Comey and Hillary. Remember, he goes before us. Remember, Comey went before us, and he explained to us in very, very, very detailed fashion how what Hillary did was absolutely wrong, but she's not going to be charged with anything. And then in the next sentence, he says, but if any of you ever try something like this, the outcome may be different. That's why the guy needed to go. Well, there are other reasons he needed to go as well. For example, I mentioned some of the terrorists. Maybe you weren't with us when I mentioned some of these terrorists, like the boss. Let's go to Nidal Hassan. This is the Fort Hood bomber. Remember that guy? Or shooter. Fort Hood shooter. 31 people killed at Fort Hood. The FBI had possession of emails sent by Hassan saying he wanted to kill his fellow soldiers to protect the Taliban, but they didn't intervene. There was the Fort Hood shooting. This was an agency that was out of control in many ways. And then all of a sudden Comey steps in, and he picks up the Boston Marathon bomber. He comes in just after this guy did his evil deed. Before he bombed the Boston Marathon, the FBI interviewed this guy, Tsarnaev, but let him go. Russia even sent the Obama administration a second warning about this guy, but the FBI opted against investigating him. What did Comey do? Was there any discipline? Not to my knowledge. The San Bernardino attack. Remember the San Bernardino attack? When the FBI demanded Apple create a backdoor that would allow law enforcement agencies to unlock the cell phones of various suspects involved in that terrible disaster, that act of terrorism, and Apple refused. And I was one of those who believed Apple should refuse as well. It would compromise everything Apple stands for in terms of security for its consumers. Now, some of you say, how could you stand up for Apple? This is terrorism. Because the tools and techniques are available to do this. You don't need Apple. You can get some very smart minds to create a backdoor to get into these iPhones. And I had people calling my program at KSFO saying, right, I work in the industry. This can be done. You don't need Apple to do it. Well, guess what? The FBI eventually did it. Even though Comey's demanding that Apple create this backdoor. What makes this incident indicative of Comey's questionable management practice is that, one, the FBI jumped the gun, as they were indeed ultimately able to crack the phone, and two, almost every other national security figure sided with Apple on this one, saying, no, they don't need to do this. I'm talking about the former CIA Director General Petraeus, former CIA Director James Woolsey. To me, when I saw that go down, I thought, this Comey guy is just totally incompetent. And then, how about this one? The father of the radical Islamist who detonated a backpack bomb in New York City in 2016, most people have forgotten about this. The father of this radical Islamist alerted the FBI to his son's radicalization. The FBI cleared this guy after a brief interview, and then he set off the bomb. Orlando nightclub, the Pulse nightclub, remember that? 49 people shot up in the name of Allah. The FBI did a 10-month investigation of Omar Mateen. Mateen even admitted lying to agents. The FBI opted against pressing further charges, closed the case, and he was set free to kill 49 people. That happened under Comey's watch. That was June of 2016. Okay, let me give you a couple more on how incompetent this guy is. Remember Hillary's mishandling of classified information. Why did the FBI make this crazy deal in which Clinton aides were given immunity and allowed to destroy their laptops? Do you remember that? How did that happen? That was a Comey. How did that happen? So we've got that. Okay, I've got another one. Some of you in Texas remember this. The two terrorists who sought to kill Americans attending the Draw Mohammed event at Garland. Remember that? The FBI not only had an understanding that an attack was coming, but they had an undercover agent traveling with these Islamists. And yet the FBI has refused to comment on why the agent on the scene didn't intervene during this attack. I mean, come on! What more do you need? So coming up in just a bit, you're going to hear portions of that NBC interview. I'll save you from watching that broadcast. You'll just get it right here on The Savage Nation. Now, Anthony's checking in from WABC. Anthony, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good afternoon. I want to say that now I think is a good time for the Trump administration to turn the tables and get off of defense. It's time to go back on offense. For the next 3 weeks, I would tell all my advisors and everything not to go on ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, none of these things. Dry them out. Let them all chew on each other in this word Comey forever. And I would throw like one big memorial bash rally down in Texas and have the military there and put a promissory shovel in the ground saying that wall is going to be built. And give that governor down there, Greg Abbott, a pat on the back for following through with the executive orders that I issued, and stick to the whole thing. Have some cannons going off and shove it right up their tail and say, we're on offense now. We're running this country the way it's supposed to be, by the Constitution and by the people that put me here, and I'm going to do this job.
Hear, hear. Anthony, WABC, shoots and scores. Put it where the sun don't shine, I tell you. No, he needs to go on the offense. He really does. Totally needs to go on the offense. And he needs to utilize his friends in talk radio. He needs to come on Savage's show. Donald Trump needs to come on Savage's show. It's going to be a friendly interview, not a hostile interview. Even all these, like this Lester Holt guy. Come on. Lester Holt knows two things. One, ratings huge. I'm going to be the man. But he also knows I control the microphone. And I will do my damnedest to get this guy to say something. Just one line. That's all we need is one line where we can make him look irrational. And so that's what they're doing. They found, and by the way, they found their one line. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE is the number. Brian Sussman, pleased to be filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Savage Nation, Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage. Pleasure to be here. And, of course, the number 855-400-7282. We'll get to the lines in just a moment. Next hour, we're going to save you from having to watch NBC. We'll play excerpts from the big interview with Lester Holt. We wish the big interview would come on the Savage Nation or talk radio shows that are Trump-friendly. He's got to go on the offense. Interesting, I'm watching an interview here with former Apple CEO, I think it's John Sculley's his name. He's saying what Trump needs is a COO, Chief Operating Officer. I would agree. He's got great people in his cabinet. He's got some great advisors, but he needs a COO. Fran is checking in, WFTL. Fran, I watched Sarah Huckabee Sanders today. In her press conference, I thought she was brilliant. It sounds like you do as well. Tell us why.
Well, you mean an answer to what I do or to what I saw on television?
Yeah, in light of what you saw on television, she was up there. She was in for Sean Spicer, the press secretary, and I thought she handled this hostile press masterfully.
She did. She really did. She did yesterday and she did today. She essentially, in a very nice, professional way, flipped them off. And good for her. I mean, good for her. They from where I sat and from what I saw, they kept asking the same question in different ways, thinking that she didn't know that.
Right. And
the questions were just so stupid. It was like, how many times do you have to be told the same thing? In addition,
right.
I'm a businesswoman, and as a businesswoman, if I had to make the same decision that Trump had to make, I would have done it the same way. Maybe not with, you know, other people knowing that he got fired Comey before he did by seeing it on TV. Short of that, I would have done it the same way, because that's what you do in business. You have a thought, you think about it, you run it by your top confidants. You
right.
make a decision. You say to your confidants, hey, could you put it in writing, whatever it is that you saw or think, and I'll execute it. I mean, he did exactly what every solid business person person in America would do. And
absolutely, and it's not unprecedented. And what the left wants you to forget or not know at all is that the FBI director serves at the pleasure of the President of the United States. But again, you have a mainstream media that has this insatiable appetite for, one, headlines and viewers, and two, seeing Donald Trump go down as a part of the resist movement. So this is what we've got. This is what we have. Sarah Huckabee Sanders did a brilliant job just throwing it right back in their face, as you said, in a very polite way, sort of flipping the media off. Fran, thanks for checking in. Do appreciate that. No, it was great. It was great. Here's the line. Okay, this is one of the lines from the Lester Holt interview at NBC News that you're going to be hearing. I mean, Lester was saying, okay, I'll just ask these questions. I want that one line. I want that one line that'll be memorable, that makes Trump look a little off his rocker, or maybe a lot off his rocker, whatever we can get. Clip 22.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. Those are the two lines. He's a showboat. And then, you know, members of the left are going to say, well, takes one to know one.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Savage is not here. Sussman is. Brian Sussman in for Michael Savage. Savage is back on Monday, holding the fort down best we can. Trump's War, His Battle for America, the number one best-selling book, New York Times. Get a copy. It's now probably more important than ever. Trump's War. You've got to get a hold of this just as soon as you can. If you haven't read it, if you have read it, pass it along to a friend. Trump Wasted. Do you know what Trump Wasted is? Trump Wasted. By the way, the number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Trump Wasted. Trump Wasted are the people who woke up November 9th and they realized, oh my God, Hillary's lost, and they haven't gotten over it. It's like a hangover. They haven't gotten over it. You know, even in the world of sports, my gosh, okay, the Super Bowl, all right? You saw New England come back from what? They were 25 points down. No way they're going to come back. Oh, they came back. I don't even remember who they played now. You never remember the second place team. Was it the Falcons? Who'd they play? Guys, help me out. Who did the Patriots play in the Super Bowl? It's the second place team. You never remember the loser. See, losers. You don't remember the losers. The bottom line is the Patriots came. You don't need to call me on this, but the point is, even those fans have gotten over it. And, you know, in the world of sports, can you imagine? You lose a game. You lose a game. It doesn't matter what the game is. You lose the game. You don't blame it on the refs. Or maybe you do blame it on the refs. But if you blame it, even if you blame it on the refs, you get over it and you move on. Okay, we got next year. We'll be fine. But you don't sit there gnashing your teeth, weeping, peeing your pants, pooping your shorts. You know, you just go on. They have it. What they've done now is they've built up this entity known as resist. and it's well-funded, and it's a well-oiled machine, and they've got the media in their back pocket, and it's resist, resist, resist. And now they've got this Comey thing, and it's their latest bone, and they're going to the boneyard with this, and they're not going to give up until they get what they want. What do they want? They want Trump impeached. That's what they want. We need to support this man now like we've never supported him. Our nation's at risk. Well, Savage talked about this in this article at WorldNet Daily. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We're also going to get you set up. You can listen to what Trump said on NBC so you don't have to watch them. And we need to encourage Trump to get back on the offense, big league, and get back to talk radio where he's got some friendly people who will help him out and give him time to talk about his agenda and remind us of the good stuff that's gone down with this administration. Like today we find out April spending, $182 billion surplus. That's huge. That should be the lead story. Comey, 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 Comey. Trump wasted. Okay, here's the Newsweek senior writer, Kurt Eichenwald. He's the senior writer at Newsweek. This is a big dude. Supposedly a big dude. Obviously, this guy, you know, he was probably trained to report back in the days of the typewriter. In fact, I'm sure he was. Twitter, he doesn't get it. Can I tell you this about Donald Trump? He is one of the best tweeters out there. Now, there may be some who are a little uncomfortable with the message at times, but tough. I'm just telling you, in terms of the way he has mastered the art of the tweet, he does more with 140 characters. But the bottom line is, Kurt Eichenwald doesn't understand Twitter. One thing you never want to do in the world of Twitter, you don't put out a tweet and then go, OMG, and delete it. You don't do that because it's out there. Oh, you might be able to delete it, but it's out there. You can't permanently erase the record. You just can't. It's out there, especially if you're a high-profile individual. So Newsweek senior writer Kurt Eichenwald sent and then, oops, deleted a tweet. Why did he delete the tweet? Because he's so Trump-wasted. And think about this. He writes for Newsweek. He's the senior writer. He deleted a tweet wishing illness and death upon the relatives of Republican members of Congress who supported the American Health Care Act, which is the GOP's plan to replace Obamacare. He literally sent out the tweet wishing illness and death upon the family members of Republicans in Congress. And then deleted it. That's being Trump wasted. Okay, here's another one. Trump wasted. Town hall. This is in Tennessee. Weakley County, Tennessee. A woman arrested. She follows Congressman David Kustoff down the road. I guess this is after a town hall. She left the town hall, followed him in her car, and chased him. It wasn't because she's in love with this guy. It's because she was after him. She was after him to the point where Kustoff felt like he was in danger of being forced off the road by this crazy lady. When they pulled into the driveway of someone they knew, this woman ran to the car, screaming, banging on the car, and trying to reach in. She then blocked the car until police were called. Then she ran away. And then, idiot that she is, she posts about the incident on Facebook. Charged with felony reckless endangerment. Trump wasted. Trump wasted. What's going on at these town halls is just incredible. In fact, Cindy's calling in, KSFO out on the left coast. Cindy, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in.
Hey, Brian, I've been listening to you and your callers. I totally agree with Trump needing to go on the offense. And so thank you for that. And this has been in my heart for a couple of weeks now. I watched this outrage going on at town halls. And I believe that this is, you know, this is the Obama folks, Clinton resistance folks that are attending from out of the constituents area. So I thought, gosh, why don't they have some sort of registry for every attendee, and you have to, you know, basically state, you know, your name and maybe your street address or your city where you're from and how long you've lived in the area before you get entrance to that town hall, because those town halls are designed for tax-paying citizens from that constituent, from the area that's being represented by that particular congressman.
Yes.
So
yes.
It seems like, you know, it seems logical to only want the constituent base in attendance.
Because a lot of these people are paid protesters. Many of them are from outside the district. You're exactly right. And they're not allowing the town hall to serve its function, which is an exchange of ideas for people in that jurisdiction, for people in that congressional district. That's what it's all about.
Yes. Well, that's right. That is right. And I just have to throw in something else here. If all of this rhetoric from the so-called resistance is boiled down to some person's philosophy, namely Saul Alinsky, I mean, that name keeps popping up. But, you know, don't we need to know our opposition? I mean, I guess I'm wondering if somebody has any anti-Saul Alinsky tactics out there that we can, you know, be armed with just to know. Because I think knowledge, there's power in knowledge.
Yes. And you need to know your enemy. I mean, it's the old Sun Tzu art of war. You really need to know your enemy, and you need to know them well. It works in business. It works in sports. It works in all facets, including politics. Cindy, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Carl, calling out of Vegas, KBET. So, Carl, you're upset with the meeting that Trump had with Russia recently in the Oval Office, correct?
Correct. Can I explain why?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. I've talked to Dr. Savage before. I have a doctorate in clinical psychology, so on. But I'm also a Democrat, so it makes me some kind of a mental illness, obviously.
No. Being a Democrat isn't a, how does Dr. Savage always say, liberalism is a mental disorder. So being a Democrat isn't a mental disorder. Being a liberal is, because it infects your whole way of thinking, and nowadays, I think it affects your appetite. We're even told people are getting fat now because of their hating Trump so much. People are literally developing appetite and eating disorders because they hate Trump so much. I mean, that's a story in the news right now, Carl. It's got to make you laugh as a guy who's a psychologist.
Well, let me bring up what I'm talking about. I happen to be a patriot of the country. I'm more liberal than conservative, obviously. My brother served in the Air Force in Vietnam, my older brother. And I find that this meeting behind closed doors with Russians, glad-handing them, slapping them on the back, the pictures were taken by the Russian press. It looks like they're his old best friends. And yet our ally of ours from Germany, the president of Germany, he refused to shake hands with. He kept giving the dirty looks. I mean, to me, this is something wrong. There's something wrong there. He has to have a closed-door meeting with these Russians. I think he's somewhat in with them. And
Okay, but have you ever heard the phrase, you know, about keeping your enemies closer, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what you...
It's closer, but secret.
But it wasn't in secret because there were pool reporters there. There was a pool reporter there for the U.S. media and a pool reporter there... for the Russian media, I'm talking about photographers. This is something that's always done. Obama would do this before a big meeting with any particular official from another country. The pool photographers are in. They click away some pictures. Then the media is excused, and these guys go and talk about whatever they're going to talk about. I mean, this is just standard protocol.
Before I leave, I once sort of psychoanalyzed the president for Dr. Savage, and he didn't quite like it. And I haven't changed my opinion on it, but I'm finding something new. When you're a psychologist, you listen more than you talk. You listen to the patient. You watch his actions. You see how his actions are when he brings up certain subjects. And I listen to the president repeat himself over and over in the same sentence, sometimes two or three times. To me, it sounds like an onset of...
No, it's called messaging. It's exactly what the Democrats do on a regular basis. Haven't you ever been stunned and amazed? For example, as soon as this Comey thing hit, all the Democrats got in a conference call and they all said, okay, we need to talk about this. This is ready, guys. This is very Nixonian. Okay. Everybody got that? This is very Nixonian. Even if there were some dumb Democrats listening and maybe that's redundant, but there might have been some dumb Democrats saying, I don't get the Nixonian thing. Doesn't matter. Just say this is very Nixonian, okay? Say this is outlandish, okay, outlandish, Nixonian, you got that? And then say there needs to be a special prosecutor selected. Okay, you got that, everybody? Okay, we're on the same page. Go. And they will say it over and over in the same interview. It's called messaging, messaging. So Trump has to do the same thing in order to not get picked apart by the hostile media who has something called editing capability. Carl, thanks for calling on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. Phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. When we come back, you're going to hear what went down on that interview, Mike, with Donald Trump and Lester Holt on NBC. Stay tuned.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman in for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation. Let's go to NBC News. This is the big interview Donald Trump did with Lester Holt. I'll save you from having to watch NBC. I'll give you the highlights. They're talking about Comey, 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 because everybody's talking about Comey, Comey, Comey. He says why he fired Comey. This is clip 23, please.
I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not...
You had made the decision before they came in the room.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
so you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was really
he made a recommendation. He's highly respected. Very good guy. Very smart guy. The Democrats like him. The Republicans like him. He made a recommendation. But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Okay. He was going to fire him. Why? Because throughout the course of this program, we've detailed his incompetence. Incompetence. So, now, of course, Lester Holt wants to know, you said that you asked Comey if you were under investigation. Of course, you know, the Russians, those Russians, his friends, the Russians. The friends, his Russians that colluded with him to allow him to win the election. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so he talks about a dinner he had with Comey. This is cut 24, please.
We had a very nice dinner, and at that time he told me, you are not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. What was the other
two? First of all, when you're under investigation, you're giving all sorts of documents and everything. I knew I wasn't under. And I heard it was stated at the committee, at some committee level, that I wasn't. Number one.
So that didn't come directly
from him.
Then
during the phone call, he said it, and then during another phone call, he said it. So he said it once at dinner. And then he said it twice during phone calls.
Did you call him?
In one case, I called him. In one case, he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
But he's given sworn testimony that there is an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government. You... were the centerpiece of the Trump campaign.
Well,
so was he being truthful when he says you were under investigation?
I know that I'm not under investigation. Me, personally. I'm not talking about campaigns. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not under investigation.
Okay, well, I believe that. We don't know what kind of investigation's taking place. Of course, now the Democrats say, whatever investigation's taking place isn't enough. We need a special prosecutor, special prosecutor, special prosecutor. We've got that montage, but I fear there's probably a not enough time to play it just now on the Savage Nation. Well, maybe. Let me see. How long does it last? 57 seconds. We'll get to it in the next segment. Plus, in the next segment, we've got to get into some of the things Michael Savage has said over at WorldNet Daily, which is really one of the more popular websites on the entire Internet. How to save the Trump presidency. Folks, we got to step in the ring. We got to be strong. And I believe, just like Michael does, we got to encourage Donald Trump to get back on talk radio. He can have some lengthy interviews and just explain to us all the good things that are going on in America, the stuff that the fake news media won't talk about. And they won't talk about it, but we will, because we've got the time to stretch it out. Glad you were here. Don't forget Trump's War. It's Michael Savage's latest bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Go to michaelsavage.com for that. Brian Sussman on this, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Real News, Michael Savage Show, Savage Nation, Brian Sussman filling in. Okay, here you go. How can these people even be believed? I'm just asking the question. Comey. Here's Pocahontas Warren. How can she be believed? This is the woman who contends that, or I think she's still, I don't know where she is now on this, but she apparently went to Harvard, right? On some kind of minority scholarship. She's lily white. Oh, no, I'm Native American, Cherokee. And then it comes out that maybe she's 132nd Cherokee. But she was able to use that minority status, you know. It's an insult to anyone who's Native American. Anyway, here she is talking about Comey being fired.
Comey was not fired because of Hillary. Comey was fired because of the Russians. The timing makes this, I think, entirely clear. The fact that all during the campaign, Donald Trump kept citing Comey and using Comey. Once he was elected, he embraced Comey. And now to turn around months later and say, oh, yeah, that was just terrible. Nah, come on. There's nobody left in America who believes that Donald Trump fired James Comey in order to try, because James Comey was mean to Hillary Clinton.
Okay, we could say the same thing about the Democrats, right? I mean, they just really hope that you're not looking too closely. When they were the ones who said, oh, Comey's got to go. I don't have any confidence in Comey. Comey's got to go. He's got to go. And now, Comey! Oh! That was so terrible to fire him like that. Here's Blumenthal, the liar, the guy that lied about his military record when, in fact, there was no military record. He's a senator in Connecticut. Terrible for the people of Connecticut. He now says, well, you can't trust this president to appoint a new FBI director, which he's allowed to under the law. These people serve at his behest. This is on MSNBC, clip 16.
Congress, very simply and bluntly, cannot trust the president to appoint a new FBI director who would have the integrity and credibility and the appearance of those qualities, yes, in order to inspire trust in the American people. So that's why I think a special prosecutor must be appointed to supervise the FBI in effect supplant the FBI director in conducting that investigation, or an independent counsel by statute.
How about a special prosecutor on Hillary and the emails? How about a special prosecutor on Hillary and Bill and the money laundering that went on at that Clinton Foundation? Special prosecutor. See, they all got the talking points. Okay, guys, remember, this is Nixonian. We need a special prosecutor, and this is outrageous. Okay, everybody good? All right, go out there and talk to the media. Case in point, clip 25. Listen to this montage.
What should happen now, what must happen now, is that Mr. Rosenstein appoints a special prosecutor to oversee this investigation.
And now the FBI director, in the middle of an investigation into the Trump ties with Russia, gets fired in a most unusual manner. There's a pattern here. There's more to come, and we need a special prosecutor.
I think, given what's happened in the last 24 hours, in addition to what we're doing, there does need to be a special prosecutor or a special counsel to lead this investigation.
I think the facts are certainly ripe for the appointment of a special prosecutor.
A special prosecutor must be appointed to supervise the FBI and, in effect, supplant the FBI director in conducting that investigation, or an independent counsel by statute.
I want to renew my call to have a special prosecutor appointed to oversee the Russia investigation.
There you go. They all get on the phone. It's a big conference call. Might be even an email blast with all their talking points, and they rally accordingly. The same sort of effort, by the way, doesn't work well with Republicans. As you know, Republicans, they like to think independent of one another. They like to have sharp elbows. They don't like to be told what to do, because that's fiercely independent. That's the American spirit. But the Democrats, nope, they're in it to win it back. Resist, 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 lie, do whatever you have to do, and justifies the means. How do we save the Trump presidency? WorldNet Daily's got the story. It has to do with Michael Savage. Right now, Savage says, truthfully, the administration is in trouble. It's not because they did anything wrong. It's because of the appearance that the radical left has created. And may I just add, and the fake media, the fake news media, is able to go out there and carry the banner for them. The mad, mad bees of the left are swarming and stinging, says Savage. He also says, Trump is no longer running a family business. He can no longer run the country like the businessman that he has been. He must move outside of the family. He must move outside of the family model and become far bigger than that. Relying so much on his family for advice, Savage said, may work in a business, may work in interpersonal relationships, but it may not work with your base, which did not elect your family. We elected you. We elected you because you expressed our views. Those of us who worked so hard and voted for Donald Trump didn't vote for him. We voted for the agenda of borders, language, and culture, Michael Savage said. He continued, Trump will not be able to get any of his agenda items through Congress unless we defeat the enemies. You could say goodbye to the wall. You could say goodbye to lowering taxes. You could say goodbye to increased jobs. They will destroy everything. He went on to talk about the firing of Comey. He said firing Comey was rational because he was an incompetent FBI director, as we've discussed even on this program. But the timing and the way it was done, with Comey learning of his dismissal through a TV news broadcast, was wrong and provided red meat for the left-wing lions. Well, certainly we could agree with that. That part of it could have been done differently, unless you do that just to totally insult somebody. Here, watch how I'm going to let him find out about this. I don't know, but I'm just wondering. The abruptness of the firing, Savage said, made it look like it was a personal thing between Comey and Trump, a street fight in Queens rather than a smart, diplomatic, and political move. Okay, well, there's that to my point. Savage also said, the swamp has now engulfed him, Donald Trump. He was going to drain the swamp. It looks like it's up to his neck now. Well, there's no question. I mean, what a learning curve. That swamp is so thick and putrid and toxic, and it does have a sucking sensation to it. And so you get a guy from the business world introduced to that at the very highest level, which is probably why, I mean, among other things, he brought Reince Priebus in as one of his chief aides, because Reince knows the swamp and knows how to navigate it a bit. But man, the forces that they're up against at this time, with all these people, ends justify the means. No moral compass. They will lie to your face. And they are so Trump-wasted, they wish, in the case of that senior Newsweek writer, Kurt Eichenwald, they'll wish you death and destruction. Personal death and destruction. It's nasty, folks. So we've got to stand by our man. And I'm just saying, if you're a praying person, and you believe Trump's God's man for this moment in time, you better get on your knees, because this is a fight. This is an absolute fight. I tell you, you know, it's just so crazy out here in California where I'm speaking to you from. Here's just another one. I mean, I know some of you live in the nation's heartland and you're listening to Savage's show, and you drive through rural America, and on the farms and on the silos and on the side of the barn, you see the big Trump signs. I mean, you want to make America great again. And you're excited by some of the things going on as we speak. I mean, there is good stuff going on. As I talked about at the very top of the show, and if you weren't there, I mean, besides Judge Gorsuch winning, right, becoming the Supreme Court Justice, you realize there are 129 federal judge positions open? This is huge. I mean, that in and of itself, winning. But how about this? Dismantling Obama's climate change initiatives, unleashing America's energy sector, approving the pipelines, rebuilding the military with more money in that military budget, which is huge. That the Democrats are so ticked off about that because, as you know, it used to be, or maybe you didn't know, so let me inform you. Under Obama, if you wanted a dollar more for military spending, you had to have another dollar for military spending. That was broken during this last budget battle. That's huge. The left is still stinging because of that. Reducing regulations on manufacturers. Placing a hiring freeze on federal employees. Making it necessary so that if we have one new regulation coming through Congress, two have to be dropped. Brilliant. Getting us out of the TPP. Brilliant. Empowering the military to finally go out there and defeat ISIS. Brilliant. And then, of course, the money. The money. During his first 100 days, the U.S. debt decreased by $100 billion. It's moving in the right direction for a change. Guess what? Obama's first 100 days, it increased more than $560 billion. And then we get the news today that in the federal coffers, we have a $185 billion surplus for the month of April. Well, that's probably in part because of the hiring freeze and also because more jobs are being created. When more jobs are created, you have more taxpayers. So that's all good news. But again, the left won't give you that story, will they? They will not tell you that part of the equation. So here's the story from California. I mean, California is about to end a ban that's been on the books for decades. It's a ban on communists in government jobs. So card-carrying members of the Communist Party. Hey, no worries. Come to work in the state of California. Our assembly passed a bill that would eliminate the whole idea that if you're a known communist, a card-carrying proud communist, you can now work for the state of California and not be in the shadows about it. You could not be in the shadows. But at the same time, employees could still be fired for being members of other organizations that maybe the legislature deems dangerous or hateful. But commies, you're welcome in California, land of fruits and nuts. This will be passed by the Senate, and then it will no doubt be signed by Governor Jerry Brown. It will. It's going to be signed. And by the way, in the state of California, we are so upside down. We just talked about the federal budget, a surplus of $185 billion. In California, we're going the opposite direction. They just discovered that, oh my gosh, we're looking at the tax returns from this past April. We're shy money. We didn't get as much money as they were anticipating. We're already upside down. Our pensions in this state for state workers, teachers, etc., are underfunded to the tune of, some say, $1 trillion or more. And now we've got this mess on our hands. And yet they continue to grow governments like, oh, there's no tomorrow. Brian Sussman on this, The Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE, of course, that's the number. Going down the line, and we're going to finish strong. Brian Sussman on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman in for Dr. Michael Savage. Okay, how does this happen? I mean, seriously. First of all, if you're under 40, I'm going to throw out a name, Dan Rather, and you're saying, who? Dan who? What? Dan Rather was the man at CBS News for decades. Dan Rather, I worked with Dan when I was with CBS Television many a time. Boy, do I have some stories, which I won't share now for sake of time. Not flattering stories, by the way. But Dan Rather, this was a guy fired by CBS because of a fake news story that he unleashed regarding George W. Bush and his military service. So Dan Rather fired by the network, and then he tried to sue. He tried to countersue. He tried to sue by saying, well, it was an improper firing. And he lost. Case was thrown out. He didn't have a case because CBS had the right to fire him because of fake news. So here's this guy now coming out of the woodwork. He's in his 80s now. He's fired in 2004. He was 73, I think, then. He comes out of the woodwork now talking about Comey. No, 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 this firing by Trump, an effort to cover up the facts. Here's a guy who got fired from CBS for covering up the facts. Listen to this, clip 13.
Well, first of all, there's something very Nixonian about all of this, not the least of which being what you pointed out, that President Trump fired the acting attorney general, Ms. Yates. Then he fired the federal attorney in New York, Mr. Behara. Then he fires Comey. What they all have in common, they were all investigating Donald Trump. Look, it's no secret about what's going on here. As several people have already pointed out, what's going on here is an effort to cover up the facts. Why they're so desperate to cover up the facts, we do not know.
Here's a guy that got fired from CBS for covering up the facts. Can you believe this? He got fired by CBS for covering up the facts. Casey's calling from the San Francisco Bay Area. Casey, they want a special prosecutor. The FBI is not enough. They want a special prosecutor. What say you?
Well, according to what I've heard and learned, special prosecutor, in order for them to be appointed, there has to be a criminal investigation or an indictment or criminal charges brought.
There needs to be evidence. There's not even evidence at this point in time, Casey.
Exactly. So a special investigator, maybe, but they don't even have their talking points correct. So they are just fear-mongering, fear-mongering, fear-mongering.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what they do, and they do it very well, fear-monger, and then they have willing accomplices in the fake news media to carry the torch for them, and I appreciate you listening to the Savage Nation. Thank you for being there. So the Savage Nation. I'm over at michaelsavage.com, by the way, and always some great stories there. But I mean, what is happening in this country? Here's a story from Colorado University, University of Colorado, CU. We've gone from the days of integration to segregation. They're actually going to have a special dorm now for blacks only at CU. They're doing the same thing now at UCSC. It's University of California, Santa Cruz. That's been a big story out here. Some of the talkers have discussed that. We're going backward. No, we need to go forward. We need to make America great again, and we're making America great again, one brick at a time. We got to stand for our man, the man we elected, and the agenda he represents, which is borders, language, culture. Brian Sussman, a pleasure, filling in on this, The Savage Nation. Until next time. Savage.